Hello, is this Diego?
Yes.
Hey, Diego, this is Charlie with Local Splash. We spoke earlier about helping you get...
Yeah.
I was just calling you. See, you told me to give you a call around this time here, and seeing if you were able to get in contact with the guys and see what they've been doing or where you'd like to proceed from here.
Yeah, I gave them a call, but they haven't answered. Or I guess the guy extension was, he didn't answer, I guess. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, I called them.
What's their?
I don't even know. It's called Trust Marketing, something like that. I don't know.
Trust Marketing?
Trust Marketing, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it, but I think it's like Trust Marketing, something like that.
Triumph Marketing?
Yeah, that one.
That's them?
Yeah.
We'll go with Mark. D, Triumph Marketing. No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No worries. It's okay. I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to look to see if they're a Google Premier Channel partner for you, because I know with our clients in the past when they've done work with without a Google Premier Channel partner, they haven't had the best experience, and I would hate for you, especially as a new company, like, putting your advertising dollars into something that's just going to kind of not pan out for you. So let me see. Triumph.
Yeah.
Marketing. Give me one sec here. And when did you sign up with them?
Last week, I think. Yeah, literally last Thursday, I want to say that.
Oh, okay. So literally a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Triumph Marketing. Well, that's a little weird. Okay. So when I put a little of Triumph Marketing on Google, and you can kind of do it yourself there, it says they're temporarily closed on their Google listing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
Now, I don't know, like, again, I don't know if that's the right one or what, but when I do look up Triumph Marketing in the Google Premier Channel partners, because we're able to see who's who, they're not popping up either on that Google Premier Channel partner. Now, when I send you, I'm going to send you a text message right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, when I send you this text message, you're going to see right here, you'll be able to click that link. It's going to say localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Let me know when you get that link.
I'll do that right now.
Okay. Now, when you pull that up, you'll see right there on our page, it says Google Ads Partner, and it has our Google badge on there. That's how you're going to be able to see who's a Google partner or not. Now, when you click on it and you scroll down to that badge, you could even click on the Google partnership right there, the colorful G, and it'll take you to a Google page where it'll say Local Splash meets all the requirements to be a premier Google channel partner. So that's going to be the highest tier you're going to be with Google.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Now, when they did they show you this? Did they have this on their website or anything like that?
They never told me about anything about a website, to be honest.
About their website?
Yeah. I don't even know if they have one, to be honest. They just send me emails and, yeah.
It looked legit. It looked legitimate.
They just ran everything through phone call like this, and that's it.
Didn't show you nothing?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I'm on their website right now. Not to say that, like I said, they're not credible or anything like that, but I'm on their website here. It doesn't look like they are a premier Google Channel partner. Like, they don't have that badge on there.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. Like, do you know who you talk to?
Yeah, I actually have a phone number if you want to, I guess, talk. I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't need to talk to him.
Yeah.
I was just asking you, like, because there's a lot of scams out there that happen, and that's why we like to show who we are. We like to show our customers and our potential prospects, like, what we do, who we are. You can even look us up on Google. We have over 950 reviews on our Google page with a 4.2-star rating out of 5-star rating. So I just want to make sure that, you didn't get skipped here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like,
they also, I forgot to mention, they also was like saying that I guess if I cancel the whole thing, whatever, before the 6 months, they would charge me. I don't know. I forgot how much. I think it was like 400 something. I think they would charge me. But like I said, I kind of want to wait because if I do sign with y'all, you know, I kind of want to tell them first to cancel it, make sure they don't charge me anything. Because I mean, I doubt.
Did you sign a contract?
I don't think so. I mean, like I said, the only thing I asked was just the website, but I still haven't got it yet, though. So, I mean, they shouldn't charge me for anything that I haven't got yet.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if it's still, like, how it works is, like, because I know you're new into business, so the advertising world is if you sign a contract, and in that contract it states, yeah, like, you'll pay us $150 month to month until the six months. If you signed a contract with that, well, then, you know, in that contract it'll say if you cancel at any time, you still have to pay the remaining balance of X, right? So that's why I'm asking you, if you signed a contract with them, then...
I think I did. I mean, like I said, everything was the phone, so...
And they didn't send you anything through email, and then they had you sign something through, like, an e-transfer or something?
Nothing through e-transfer, nothing like that. Nothing. Everything was the phone.
Okay, so yeah, so you're really not in a contract. I mean, you can kind of cancel your card there, or tell your bank.
That's why I want to, like, double check, make sure, you know, before I do anything else, you know, just make sure they don't charge my card. That's the most important thing, you know. I don't want nothing, you know, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's going to be between you guys and them, right? So, I mean, but what we can do is we can make sure, like I said, you have our information there. That's our website. The pricing package, if you go down to the packages there, the one that's going to best fit you right now is going to be the pro package. That's the one that reads $399 month to month with the $299 setup fee. That's the one that you would get for $199 month to month with no setup fees. And then we could throw in a website there as well. It's not displayed here, but it's not going to cost you extra. And then that will be in writing for you. You'd get an invoice to your email, so that way you have a tax write-off. Like, everything is by the book with us, because we're the premier Google Channel partner. We have to follow the rules, or else we can't have that title. So, I mean, how do you feel right now? I mean, do you want to, for us to secure the listing with you, you can kind of hash it out with them tomorrow, and then we can start on getting you set up correctly, so that way there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And then you're not, like, later down the road, you're like, man, I spent all this money here. Now I got to spend another, you know, $199 month to month on top of what I just lost out on. Do you want to just?
I'm not trying to do it right now, because what if tomorrow is, I don't know, we got charged for this much, and it's like, I mean, if there's no contract, but I mean,
If it's no contract, they can't charge you for it then.
Yeah, that's the thing though. Like, you know, if I pay today, that's $189, and tomorrow they might charge me, I don't know, maybe $200 or more. And it's like, but for what though?
Yeah, they can't charge you. So, like, if you're on a month to month deal, they wouldn't be able to charge you if you paid last Thursday. Like, that's
fraudulent.
You know, with the bank, like, you'd be able to dispute that pretty quickly with the bank. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and I've just seen it happen with the local small businesses as well, just like yourself, where, you know, they get stuff, they get promised the stars, the moon, and then they don't get it, right? And they've been waiting for months and months and months, and it just doesn't, you know, pan out. And then they paid all this money, and now they have a sour taste in their mouth with an advertising company, where what we can do is we can make sure that you have the best experience. You're going to be updated, so you won't go like what happens here where you're not being updated. You'll be updated. You'll have a dashboard that you get to log into. You get to see all the traffic that's coming in through from the Google listing. You'll also be able to see your website, where you'll have clear access to it. And within 7 to 14 days, your website will really be up and running at that point. Yeah. So do you want to give us a shot and go with us on this?
I actually do, but like I said, it's just the whole other ones that is getting to me. That I want to see where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, first I'm going to cancel with them first, you know, because if they charge me, if I cancel, I don't know, like, then become some lives, and I don't know, you're in a contract, whatever, you got to charge as much. And it's like, I mean, that I might as well just pay it just for them to stop, I guess, charging my card or something. I don't know. So I kind of want to, like, visit up with them first, but I actually want to, you know, still talk to y'all, so.
Okay. Well, like I said before, like, for us, like, the listings are exclusive, so they're hard for us to, like, hold. So it really is just, like, a first come, first serve. So, like, that's why right now, like, we called you earlier, so I was able to kind of hold the spot for you at same day type deal. But once we disconnect, they're going to be like, hey, Google wants us to fill this. We can't just hold these spots because we have other obligations that somebody could be out there. Whereas if, like, tomorrow, like, you call them, they're like, oh, I got to charge your card because you have that. And then I call you tomorrow and you're like, well, they just charged my card. I got to wait another 2-3 weeks, right? It's a vicious cycle downward spiral. So, like I said, if you just go to Triumph, marketing, you just go to their website. It looks like it was just generated by an AI website template, to be completely honest. It's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad, but the thing is that they're not a Google Premier Channel partner. So what are they currently doing? Even like their site, it goes to a Wix account for their Facebook. So now they're using Wix for their templates. So what's your thought process here on us helping you here?
Everything does sound legit and everything though. But like I said, also with the whole 199, I'm not too sure about that just yet.
Okay. And what would be holding you back from the 199 with us?
Just the price for every month.
Okay. Well, if you're bringing in jobs from the 199, is that something that would definitely offset the cost, right?
I'm bringing up like a lot of jobs, you know, every month. You know, I'm fine with that, but you know, that'd be good though. But it's just like, I mean,
yeah.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it and stuff, but I don't know if I want to get charged like right now. You know, maybe I can get charged tomorrow if possible. I don't know.
So I can do what's called a post date, and then I can schedule it to automatically come out tomorrow if that's what you would like to do. And then like that way what I can do is I can secure the listing there for you.
Yeah. First I want to talk to them first. Just to get out of the way. Just, you know, like I said, I want to see where they're at.
Yeah, well, if I do a post-it, it's automatically going to charge on Friday. So, you know what I mean? That's what the post-it means. Even if you were to contact them, it's still going to charge the 199.
Around what time?
We open at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So right when the office opens, it just the systems turn on, and whatever post-its we have that are on, it just bills.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works. So where do you think we should go from here? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
This company that you're with, you're not in a contract with. You said you didn't sign anything. They can't charge you any. They can't charge you anything, and if you do, they do. You could always dispute it with the bank, right? So what would be holding you back that you know that they still can't charge you, and you can actually go with a premier Google Channel partner today, secure the listing, so you know everything's going to be set up correctly? What would be holding you back?
Give me one second, please. Sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. So there's a couple different Triumph marketing companies. But even this one doesn't have... Hello?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's pretty much like the whole payment stuff.
Okay, but I mean, knowing that the payment is, it's not going to go anywhere with the other company because you didn't sign a contract.
Yeah, but you know, right. They're scamming and stuff, and they just tell you, you know, you take the money out of your, because they already had my information and stuff, though, so.
Mm-hmm. Right, but what I was saying was, even if they take it out, like, you can call your bank and you can say, hey, I didn't authorize this payment.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's a fraudulent company, right, that's what I'm saying. But if it's not and you're able to get a hold of them tomorrow and you didn't sign a contract then, and the reason why I'm saying that is because I do this, you know, every day. I talk to small business owners. You're able to put that cancellation in if that's the case. I mean, typically when you call in here, you usually get a live agent. You also have my extension number. So if you ever did need to get a hold of me, you can call me. If I don't answer, I always call you back within an hour. I mean, that's like kind of like my one rule that I have with my clients that make sure that I stay in touch with them. So that way you don't have what you're doing right now where you're like, hey, what's going on? And it's been the whole day that you try to call them and they haven't got back to you when, you know, you're trying to build a website out. So I'm sure customer service is big for you as well, too, so you know your money's going into the right place, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what we bring as well, because not only would you have my number, but you would also have your account manager number. So that way, if you ever did want to change, add, take off, or you ever wanted to put some pictures on your website and add, you absolutely could. You can call us, let us know what you would like to be changed, and then it can be changed. And there's no added cost to it. It's just right there within that $199 on top of, you know, getting you verified with Google and placing you on that first page placement. So that way when somebody has, you know, a maintenance deal for welders that they want to attract for you to call into, they can find you at that place, at that point in time, and then they can just click to call you directly. And like I said, it doesn't look like they're a Google Premier Channel partner. I've even went on their website. I don't see anything. So typically it's going to take you 3 to 6 months to even to start to see results, which I don't think you want to pay $150 a month to wait for 6 months when that's going to be $900 in the hole where you're like, okay, now I can start to maybe make my money back, right?
Now let's just what if I am a contract though, and I never knew that. Then what would I do then? Just some advice. I don't know.
If you're in a contract, then we wouldn't be able to work with you. Google won't allow two people to work in the same account, but it doesn't seem like they were doing the Google. You said that they're just building you a website for $150. They do Google, but they were going to charge you more money for it, right?
Yeah. Like I said, he said it was a verbal agreement, so that's what we came up to, though. And then the whole Google stuff, you know, I didn't want it, and he was like, yeah, you know, I never had clients say just a website, whatever. I was like, yeah, because right now, you know, I just want a website, pretty much.
Right. So the Google deal is, if they're not doing it because, like you said, you didn't want it from them, which, I mean, in my opinion, that's going to be the best deal to bring you customers. That's where 97% of people that are searching online, they go to Google first, and then 90% of those searches start and stop on that first page of Google. So putting your business there.
Because like I said, first I want to see how I'm not in the contract just yet, because, you know, I'm not trying to pay, and y'all know not well with me and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, if you're not in a contract, if you're in a contract, Google won't allow us to work with you. But if you aren't in a contract, then we can work with you guys. But the thing is that you're not doing Google. You said that you're just paying them $150 for your website.
Supposedly. That's what they say. I don't know what else. That's supposedly what the verbal agreement was.
Right. So if that's the verbal agreement, then you're solid on the Google business profile.
Yeah.
Because it's not even made yet, so we would just make you one.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
yeah, because that's how that would work.
The one that I know will be the best offer to sign.
That's going to be, honestly, that's going to be like, that's the lowest package that we have to get you started. And that's going to include the website. That's really like our friends and family. We just did that because we know that you're just starting out. So we like to help out small business owners, especially when they're under a year, because we know that capital and cash flow are scarce. And we want to make sure you get on that first page of Google. So that's the best we can do. Like I said, usually if you go to our website, you were to purchase that straight from there, you would pay $600, $699, somewhere around there, $698, at a flat for the first month. And then you would pay $399 month to month after that. So you're getting over a 50% discount. I would say you're getting more of like a 75% discount at that point, to just help you out and get you set up correctly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to be able to verify you. Now my tech team is going to walk you through that process, but, as of right now, I mean, where are you currently operating out of?
Like statewide?
No, not statewide. Like what's your, I know you're in Atlanta, but what's the, your billing address, I'm sorry, your business address. Yeah, where are you operating out of? Like, are you have an office, or you just come in and, you know, you operate out of your home?
Right now I'm doing out of my home, because right now I'm just in mobile, so.
Okay, so you're going to places? Okay, gotcha. So Google's just going to want to verify that you're in that area, so it's okay that we put your home address. We're not going to show that to the public. We're going to hide it, so the only thing that's going to show is going to be the city, the zip code, and the state. Okay, but what's the address that you want to put on file for Google to verify you?
This is my normal address, 2675 Forrester Court, Lithia Springs.
Can you, 2675, and then what was it again?
Forrester, so Forrester.
ER, Forrester, is that correct?
Yeah.
And then that's court, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Lithia Springs, Georgia, 30122?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for your business phone number, do you want to have on there the 404-314-5594, or do you want to have a tracking number on your Google business profile?
As of right now, I'm using my own mobile number, because I think later on I'm going to try to get like a company phone or whatever. So
okay.
Right now this is my regular phone number.
And that's the 5594?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to have a tracking number on that or no?
How does that work? What is the...
Okay, so the tracking number, it's still a local number, so it could come up as your number could still be a 404 number. But what it's going to do, it's going to send you the calls directly to you, but it's going to have a different number on the Google business profile. So now you're going to be able to track where those calls are coming in, and then you're also going to be able to track what kind of customers are calling you as well. And then we'll actually put that in your dashboard so you can keep track of how many clients have called you each month.
Okay,
so it doesn't cost you extra. It's up to you. I always like to ask my clients. I personally like it because even if you get spam and robocalls, we could actually block those numbers out, where if you're just using your regular phone, you wouldn't be able to block those spam and robocalls out. And you wouldn't be able to track the calls either. So you would only be able to track like how much traffic's coming from your Google business profile. It doesn't say like zip code and areas where they're calling you from. But it's up to you. You could always change it later on down the road too if you want.
Yeah, for now, this is the regular phone.
Okay. That's not a problem. And then the website's here. And then Diego, what's your last name?
De La Cruz. D-E-L-A-C-R-U-Z.
D-E-L-A-C-R-Z?
C-R-U-Z.
C-R-U-Z. De La Cruz. Awesome. And then what's your email address?
It's Diego, G-R-O, Grow, 754 at Gmail.
Diego, GRO7450?
754.
754@gmail?
Yeah.
gmail.com. Okay. Okay, so I got Diego, and then I have GRO754. Did I spell that wrong?
754, yeah, that's good.
Ah, okay.
Well, 754, yeah.
There you go. I'm sorry. Dyslexia kicked in. I put 745, so we're all good now.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, Eastern time, you're set there. And then my tech team, okay, so do you have a logo? Because I saw it on your Yelp page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so my tech team, when they reach out to you, they're going to ask you to send that logo into them, so that way they can place that right on your website. And then if you have, like, pictures or anything like that, they're going to ask you for it also, too, like the color scheme. I'm guessing you want it kind of like the same as your website, but they want to just verify and make sure, so they are going to reach out to you and
yeah.
set that up. Then also, too, they're going to make sure, verify everything's correct with, one, the services that you provide, and then two, the address is correct. So they just want to verify and just make sure. So that way, when they do all the stuff with Google, there's no hiccups, right? And we don't want anything like that. So we want to just verify it twice and then go ahead and get you rocking and rolling. Okay. Okay, give me one sec here. And then the services you offer, you're doing repair work, right? You're not doing like installs, like stuff like that, or?
Pretty much anything that's not like, I guess, like how do you say it? Like, I guess like heavy construction in a way, I guess you can say. Like mm-hmm. I don't know, like what, like build a whole gate or something, build a whole building or something like stuff like that. Not right now, because
right.
You know, I don't got the manpower just yet, and I don't got
okay.
like the tools. But right now I'm just doing like mobile repairs. Anything you want me to make, I don't know, like repairs like on a gate.
Okay. So repairs,
not just yet though, but right now just repair like so.
Okay, repairs. Okay. And that repairing. Can go for like fencing, that
yeah.
could also
yeah.
Okay. And
yeah,
okay.
if it's rusting out and they need me to fix it, I'll go ahead and fix it though. But actually, like making not yet, because you know, I'm still in the future. I'm still working on it in the process. So.
Okay. So just repairs. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Want to make sure I got everything correct for you too. Welding repairs. My buddy is trying to be a welder, but all the way in LA County.
Yeah.
He likes it.
Is he very excited?
He started a year ago, but he's trying to get all his licensing for it, because he's trying to work for like a big old company.
Yeah.
Because I think like out in LA, like he said he'd be making like close to I don't know, like I think $80 to $100 an hour, and I'm like, go for it, dude. So everybody, hey, welders is a dying breed right now, so there's a lot of opportunity there for welders. There's a lot of people that have been like retiring, and a lot of people haven't been able to go in there. So I know like LA County, they're doing a ton of stuff where they're offering so many classes for people to become welders. So there's a bunch of benefit programs in there. But I know it's a good trade for sure. I used to do fire alarm systems, and we would install them. And I used to work with welders, because they would weld the hoods together for the kitchen ansels. So we would always talk, and I was like, man, he's like, I've been doing this for 50 years. I'm like, all right. Cool. Awesome. All right. So I have everything here for you, Diego, set up and ready to process. For the card itself that you would like to put on file to secure the listing, are you going to be using a business debit card, or are you just going to be using a personal card?
I'm not sure, because I'm still waiting on the business debit card though, and I'm not reaching the debit card just yet.
Okay, so if you want to just put it on your personal debit card, what I'm going to do is I'm still going to send you a business invoice that says Diego's Welding and Fabrication on it. That way you can still write it off at the end of the year when you do your taxes.
Okay, but it won't charge right now, right? I didn't want to use my personal one.
You don't want to use your personal account?
So right now, no, because like I said, I'm still trying to get everything solid in, you know.
Okay, so how would you like to, or what would you like to put on file for the listing?
You said it'd be $199 right now, right?
It's just $199, yep, month to month. There's no taxes in there, there's no hidden fees, there's no cost, there's no upcharge, there's no nothing.
It'll be $199 every month or no?
At a flat rate, yes sir.
So what about the $399? So when does that kick in?
It doesn't. You're grandfathered in at the $199 for as long as you're with us for the services that we're going to provide for you here. So if you ever want to upgrade your package into something else, then you would pay more. But for the Google Business Listing, for you to be on Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, to have your website, to have your tracking system, it's $199 month to month, and that price never fluctuates or goes up on you. You're grandfathered in at that.
Okay. And also the website is mine, right? Like, correct? That'll be all mine.
What do you mean?
Like the website, like I have all control of that. I control it, but that'd be like my.
You can have control out of it. Yeah. So the website is just based off of our platform. So let's say you wanted to cancel the website. Website. Let's say you wanted to cancel the service, right? You would still have the Google Business profile. Now for us, our content is on the website. So there's no way for you to transfer websites. Nowadays, everybody does websites. So, but before it was like three companies, right? 10 years ago. Now you have to host a website somewhere. So my personal opinion is that if you do ever want to cancel the service, you could have us host the website, but we wouldn't be able to just give the content away because we're utilizing our content. We have like the templates for that stuff. So we wouldn't just be able to give it because there's no way for us to give it to you. Does that make sense? You don't have a platform that's interchangeable. So I always tell our clients, like, if you ever did want to cancel, you could always have us host the website. We charge $49 to host the website month to month. That website will be up and running on your Google Business profile for as long as you would like. And then if you ever did want changes in and out, we manage those as well. You just call us up and we still manage your website at that point too. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll use my personal one then.
Okay. For the billing address, is it still the same one as the Forrester Road or Court?
Yeah, same one.
And then the 30122 is the zip code?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Yeah, so it's 5275.
Okay, one more time. Sorry about that.
5275.
Okay.
Then it's 19-00.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's 3337.
Mm-hmm.
Then 4592.
Can I repeat this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have 5275, 1900.
Yeah.
3337.
Yeah.
4592.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your expiration date?
0577.
And then the security code on the back.
913.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. Reason for this is we never sell or share any of your information. So we're only going to be talking to you about this, Diego. So this is very important. We only want to be talking to you, but then also too, we only want you to be talking to us. So we don't want you to be like talking to some other company thinking that it's us. And then they're like, oh yeah, Diego, give us more money. And you're like, okay. Like, no. If they don't ask you this security question, hang up the phone, call us directly, and then we'll do an investigation on it and make sure we're always protecting our clients here. Yeah. So I got three questions.
What if tomorrow I have the whole phone call and stuff with them, with the Trump marketing?
What about it?
I said, well, what if they try to call me, like the other company, the Trump marketing?
Triumph Marketing?
Yeah.
Well, you have to talk to them anyways, because you have to make sure that they cancel the service for you. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, if somebody calls you and says, hey, we're local Splash, and you're like, okay, well, what's my security question? Because we're supposed to ask you that, right? And if they're like, oh, well, we don't know. You don't have one, then that's not us, right? We're a big company, so if somebody ever tries to pretend that they're us, we want to make sure that you're protected and you know that we're always contacting you because we're going to ask you the security question. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I have three. You could have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
This is city.
City? Okay. And what's the city?
Just Cobb. K-O-B-B. Cobb County.
K-O-B-B.
Yeah.
Cobb. Like the football player.
Yeah.
Randall Cobb. All right, Cobb. All right, so you're set there. Now, what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is going to be an added protection for you as well. This is going to be sent to you in writing as a Google Premier Channel partner. You will have that with the pricing in there at that $199. That way, that never fluctuates for you as well, okay? So I'm just going to walk you through. It's going to take probably like 2 minutes. If you have any questions on any of the questions I ask here, you can absolutely ask me, and then I'll clarify it for you as well. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I do anything going forward, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Diego's Welding and Fabrication.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Diego.
And your title?
I don't really have one, but...
Are you the owner?
Oh, yeah. I bet, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you're the owner of the company. Awesome. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Diego, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Third parties unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a customer service. What was that?
I mean, hopefully I can, you know, I mean, because I'm working, you know, I rather focus on my work and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I mean, really, this is just so, like, just don't leave us hanging all the time. if you see that we called you, like, call us back because we want to give you an update, or, like, we want to talk to you about, you know, hey, this might be a better option for us to target something over here, or what do you think about this? So that's why we say that. I do have a customer service number here. Do you want to take it down, or do you want me to just email it to you?
Just email me all the information, and like, if I can get your number too, just so I can get a direct call to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'll do that as well. I'll email it to you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you already let me know about the website deal. Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we're waiving the account setup for you, and then we're giving you that friends and family discount here, so the initial term, will be charged today, which is April 25th, and the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th in the amount of just $199. This is a recurring payment. Now, Diego, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's our customer service number. I'm going to email you to prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree, and do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a couple welcome texts right now, and then I'm also going to set up an onboarding call for you. My texting is going to reach out to you. What time are you available tomorrow for them to reach out to you?
Let's do like 2:00.
2:00. Okay, so that's going to be where on the...
Yeah, 2:00.
Okay, let me see here. So I'm going to send you the, give me a sec. I'm going to set this up for you. Okay, so everything went good on my end, Diego. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here. I'm going to send you credentials right now. Also, too, my email is going to be on the bottom with my phone number with a direct line to me personally as well, okay? So if you ever need anything, please reach out to me as well. You will have the 877 number to reach your account manager also, and then they'll be contacting you tomorrow at 2 as well, okay?
Which one's your number again?
Here, I'm gonna personally send it to you right now. Give me one sec. I'm just setting this up for you for the onboarding call tomorrow. Let's see here. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so you got that. I sent you a text message, a couple text messages you should have received. I don't mean to bombard you. I do apologize for that. But one of them says, Diego, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Did you receive that? It should have been like the first text message we sent you.
No, the first one just says, Diego, so you get your Google business profile verified, Google Mail verified additional.
What about the next two next up one, from that one? The one that says welcome.
Yeah, that one says credentials.
Yeah, credentials to, okay. Okay. Well, they changed it a little bit on me. All right. So they gave you your username and password right here, which is great. All right, let me see here. So it says right here, it says, Diego, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Do you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a link right there. That's the terms and conditions link. Can you click on that link? It's going to have two checkboxes on the bottom. That's going to be the service agreement I read to you earlier. Click the two boxes. Is the SMSs, so text message, just in case you don't answer. The other one's going to say you are the card authorization holder, and then you're just going to type your first and last name, and then you're going to hit confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password where that's going to be able to take you to your dashboard. Let me know when you get there.
We're not here already.
Okay. 635-6225, and then it's going to be extension is going to be 203. I'm sending you a quick text message. This is going to be my personal line here at Local Splash. Okay, so the username is going to be the one where it says Local Splash, welcome. Here's your credentials for your client dashboard. Your username is your cell phone number, which is the 404 number. And then your password is going to be... you can log into your, it doesn't know me, your password.
I'm already logged in.
Oh, well, you're quick. All right. There you go. Okay. I sent you a text message. It's going to go through right now. That's going to be my direct line. So you're going to be able to call me. If I don't answer, say, hey, Charlie, this is Diego. Could you call me back? I got a question about X, Y, and Z. And then within an hour, I will return your call. Now, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., we're open Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays, we're closed, just so you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime in between there, I'm all yours. You do have everything set up. I did send you an email for 2 p.m. tomorrow. My tech team is going to reach out to you. I personally will not be in the office tomorrow. I have my in-laws coming in, so I got to attend to them. But if you do shoot me an email, I will have it, and I will get back to you on Monday on it, just to give you a heads up. My tech team, they're going to reach out to you on the 877 number. So if you do need any assistance or anything like that, you can still always reach out to them. They will answer. You will get a live agent. They will be able to help you out there too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions for me as of now?
Right now, no.
Okay. I'm going to get working on your account here. So then that way I can send it over to my tech team, and then they're going to call you tomorrow and start setting that stuff up for you as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Diego. Hey, I appreciate your time, buddy. And I'm glad that I was able to help you. I really do look forward to working with you. If you need anything, please email me, or you could even send me a text message on the number I sent you a text, or you can even call me. Okay. All right, Diego. Well, hey, we'll call you tomorrow, and then I hope you have a safe and blessed weekend, okay?
All right, yeah, you too.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.